Proclamation number 8190 of 7th of June, 1962. Claiming divine power. And you should be aware of the fact that you have to make use of my strength because you are too weak on your own and fall prey to my adversary in his power again. For he will not stop struggling for your souls so that they will not be lost to him. But as soon as you use my strength, he will let go of you. For then he will know that he has lost you and that he cannot fight you because I myself walk beside you, which results in your heartfelt appeal to me. Therefore you need never be afraid, no matter how strong the temptations you face. My presence protects you, and you can be certain of my presence if only you yourselves sincerely remember me. If you take refuge in me in prayer or in intimate mental contact. And therefore I want to assure you of my presence time and again, and I want to strengthen your faith that I will take care of every individual in all love so that he will not despair in any adversity and tribulation and doubt my help. For I grant it to him at all times, especially when I know that he wants to belong to my own. When I know that his inner life has turned towards me, that I am his whole purpose in life and that he only ever strives to fulfill my will. And I know my children's hearts and will not leave them in adversity. After all, I see that their state of soul is the most important thing for them in earthly life and therefore I also look after them with all love so that they will not go astray and fall prey to my adversary. I accept them as my children if they make an effort to become worthy of God's childship and therefore the promise can be fulfilled in them. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all else shall be added unto you. Just maintain the bond with me and you will no longer need to fear anything, neither a spiritual decline nor the violence of my adversary. Who only has a right to you if you still acknowledge him through your affiliation to him. Which, however, is immediately eliminated if you turn to me myself of your own free will and in all intimacy and appeal to me for help in every adversity. And only open your heart and ears so that I can speak to you, so that you hear my word and thus receive my strength directly from me. Just want me to speak to you and you'll also hear me, and my word will give you strength. 7th of the 6th, 1962. Just maintain the connection with me so that my flow of grace can always flow into you, and then you truly need not fear that you will go empty-handed. You need not fear that I will leave you, that I will no longer be present to you. And always keep in mind that the great spiritual drought requires a perpetual watering. That the water of life must constantly irrigate the dry soil if the seed is to sprout and bring forth good fruit. And you constantly receive both the seed as well as the revitalizing water from me, because the rays of my Sun of Love penetrate the earth which is in darkness and want to bring illumination and warmth in order to promote good growth. Only ever make use of the gifts of grace which you receive directly from me and withdraw the strength for yourselves, for your body and for your soul. And also let your fellow human beings draw from the source of life, hand them the filled cup and you will reap rich blessings. For it is only rarely possible for me to open up a well, because people themselves no longer approach me with such a request that I could address them directly. But they already enter the realm of my Son of Grace when they accept my word, when you bring it to them in my stead. And therefore I give you the task again and again that you do whatever is possible for me and my kingdom and my blessing will always rest on it and bring success to all souls which do not reject you and they take notice of my word through you. Therefore willingly carry out this vineyard work for me so that you pass on what you receive. And my strength will flow to you again and again. Because then you will be in contact with me as soon as you impart my word to your fellow human beings and thus they will be able to receive it through you. so that they will likewise lie down at the fountain of life and receive the true drink of life which will bring recovery to their souls. And which is also evidence of my love for my living creations, who can constantly draw strength from the spring from which the living water flows. All shall drink from the bowl which I fill time and again to offer people what they lack in food and drink for their soul. And which only I myself can hand to them if it is to become healthy and mature while it lives on earth. For I love my living creations and don't want them to get lost, I want them to reach their goal while still on this earth, and thus they shall be nourished and fed at my source and receive everything the souls need in order to be able to enter the kingdom of light and bliss in a mature state when the hour of departure from this earth has come. Amen.